This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an unbelievably great day. What a show we've got for you today. I love this woman. She has been like a mentor to me, and I have been in awe of her forever. She scared the crud out of me for a long time just because she was up in Boulder, and everybody kept talking to me about Haley Hobson and do I know her, do I not know her. And I could never admit that I didn't know her, so I would fake like, oh, yeah, I know her. She's quite the girl. I taught her everything she knows because she's like 12 and was making five times as much money as me back then and now 10 times as much as me. And she is an attorney, former model, incredible fitness woman, great mother. I love her husband, Wes, absolutely. Never met a guy like him in your life. Famous triathlete. Currently a famous triathlete. Just love the guy. Sends me press clippings on himself like every week. It's just very, very cool. And Haley Hobson, how are you?
I am good, Tom. Thank you for the warm welcome.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, that makes me happy. We got that out of the way. So, Haley, how on earth did a woman from New York or New Jersey, I don't know which one it was, I can't remember, wherever you guys grew up with Andy Brown, how did a woman go to law school, become a lawyer, end up in Boulder, Colorado, and one of the top network marketing women in the world? How on earth does that even happen?
I mean, Tom, we could talk for hours about that, but in a long, short story. First of all, I ended up in Boulder, Colorado because of my husband, Wes. I was born in New York City. You're right. I moved to New Jersey as a child. I grew up in New Jersey. I went to college in the Boston area. I came back to New Jersey, Philadelphia area for law school. I went to law school, practiced for several years, and then actually decided I wanted to migrate west. So I actually moved to Los Angeles, California, and lived there for almost 10 years. During one of my trainings, because I had now quit the practice of law and was teaching Pilates and yoga full time, I went on a trip of training to Boulder, Colorado, and I met Wes and fell in love. And so within a couple months, we moved me from Los Angeles to Boulder, Colorado. That's how I ended up there. And then I have no idea how I ended up in network marketing, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think that's anybody's like, hey, I want to be a network marketer, right? It was just kind of like one of those things that sort of like was presented to me and started rolling on its own and then literally took on a life of its own. And by the time I like realized what I was doing, I was massively in action and I was not stopping.
Has it only been the company you're in right now that you've been with?
Well, actually, no. I had two brief stints in two other companies before this, but didn't kind of really know I was in them. So the first time was somebody had asked me if I wanted to do a cleanse. And without me kind of realizing what happened, I signed up to be, I guess, a customer in a company and then was asked by my upline, which I didn't even know what an upline was, if I wanted to invite my community to do this cleanse and made a few hundred dollars and then was never really sort of taught how the whole system was working. So I didn't even know that was going on. And then really at some point never bought the product again. The second time I didn't really understand it was network marketing, but as I started to use the product and understand that there was the compensation plan attached, I did actively try to recruit people and sell the product. I knew what I was doing at that point, but I only lasted there about 3 months because, to tell you the truth, I wasn't really in love with the product and simultaneously had found the company I'm at now as a customer and just said to myself, this is where I really belong, and started using that product and really started sharing that big time, and that's how I ended up. But this is the only company that I really proactively built with, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, I want to settle something right now because I know I just got a text message. Okay, you have to be a lawyer to make it big in network marketing?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, that's a little bit of luxury. You guys, I hear every day, oh, Tom, you've got a radio show. That's why you're successful. No, right. I'm successful because I work my face off. And having a radio show hurts me. Having a law degree hurts her. Having a medical degree hurts medical people because all people want to talk about is their sore toe. And this business is about far bigger than that. There's something called hope. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're totally right. And Tom, if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to get a little bit vulnerable with the audience right now. I actually have been talking about this a little bit on my Facebook community yesterday. I did a live on my business page and I did a personal post on my personal page and I did a little bit on Instagram to kind of share with people. I wasn't doing it intentionally to just say like, poor me, poor me, poor me. But I went out there and I think a lot of times people have a perception of me that like my life is perfect and that I have it. I had it all lined up and that's why like every destiny was put in front of me. But I just reminded my audience yesterday that like, hey, I have a lot going on right now. And this summer I had both parents who were not doing well. Mom had fractured her spine. Dad had last minute, like sort of massive major intrusive surgery, who required a lot of care across the country and had to work that out. My stepdaughter is getting ready to college. You know, anybody who has put a child in college, you know what that is sort of entailing. My 9-year-old needs all of the 9-year-old stuff that's going on. I don't know if you've heard the latest and greatest, but Wes just had another injury 2 days ago, which I'm sure you'll hear. I don't really want to discuss publicly. He's fine, but you can text him after the show, which now required him to get a ride from San Diego to Boulder, Colorado today. He left and drove home so he could go start to deal with that. I'm packing up this house for the summer, moving into another, you know, moving back home. I have a guest house I rent out here. We had a 6-month tenant move in and bail after a month. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a tenant, I'm painting the walls, I'm running my business, I have a child, I have a lot going on around me, I called it extras in all my posts. And the thing that's made me who I am is just deciding that everything, I'm going to quote one of my favorite mentors, Marie Forleo, everything is figure outable. Like you just wake up in the morning and you deal with what's in front of you and you stop complaining and you stop blaming and you stop saying you can't do it or you don't know how to do it and you figure out and you continue on because everyone is in life. Me and you and me, if my life is not perfect, I just decide not to get bogged down by it.
100% right. And you guys, you don't have to have a law degree for that.
No.
You have to have a guts degree. You have to have a serenity degree. I mean, I'm telling you, I wanted to stay with Haley and Wes and about 500 kids one weekend or something like that. And just watching the way these two ran their lives with just precision, organization, purpose, love, health, vitality, doing stuff. But I'm telling you, these two people are people on a mission, and it's not all about the commission. It's about changing the world. And you want to, she alluded to Facebook and Instagram and personal page and all these pages. This woman is on top of social media to actually teach us outside of her company seminars on how to be a beast there. And I strongly recommend you pay attention to what she does because she has dialed it in. Would you agree, Haley?
Yeah, I think, Tom, one of the things I've been speaking a lot about lately is really deciding to believe that you have all the answers. And, you know, I went to a yoga retreat a couple of years ago, and I remember one of the analogies my teacher used was like, you're born with, like, you come onto this earth with a suitcase. And if you actually open it, you have all the tools that you need. And I think that a lot of people don't actually open their own suitcase, and they wait for people to tell them what to do. And they don't even want to figure it out when we have such easy access with Siri and Google, right? Like, who will tell us all the answers. Like, sometimes I challenge my kids. I'm like, I'm going to put you back in 1987 and see if you can survive, right? When we didn't have all of that extra stuff. But we have it in front of us, and you need to decide to figure it out. And then you need to decide, this is the big one, Tom, to trust your intuition and your gut. And when you can make a decision, and here's the deal, as entrepreneurs, you need to make decisions like that. That is why I get so much done in my life, because I don't sit around wondering, what should I do? I make a decision and I'm not afraid of it being wrong. If it is wrong, I'll just pivot and try something else. But you've got to act like this all the time, or you're going to just sit there in front of yourself watching your life go by and never getting anything done.
I agree with that. And everybody pay attention to what she's saying, because I'm telling you, you can sit around and be perfect and you will go broke being perfect. Perfect doesn't get it in this business. It's progress and not perfection. That's an AA line, actually, and it is true there and it's true here. And if you can wrap your hands around that and just go hit it straight down the middle every day, Haley is in the game all the time. She touches a tremendous amount of people. She figured out how to do a bunch of stuff on the internet to bring people to her. But I'll tell you one thing right now. She is in activity and in action and leading. Are you the biggest distributor at your company?
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, it's hard to measure that, because, you know, I'm a distributor that's levels down from distributors that actually have all of my team under them, right? So it's like, I don't know. Like, have I been a top enroller in my company? Yes. I mean, I pretty much win our incentive trip based on enrollments and reordering every single year for the last 7 years. I have been on the top. I am one of the top leaders in the company. I am definitely one of three. There's three that are the rank that I am, and that's the top rank. And I'm sure, and I haven't really done research, but I'm sure I'm probably in the top 5 to 10 in terms of being paid. Again, there's people that are above me that are collecting, you know, possibly some income from my team as well. But we have a lot of really amazing leaders in our company. I've never really like tried to figure out like where I sit and all that. I just stay in my zone, because I think that, you know, comparing ourselves to other people is just like the death of us.
Cool. We're going to go to a break. How do people get hold of you?
HaleyHobson.com. HaleyHobson.
That's your favorite spot. Go to HaleyHobson.com. We're going to take a little break here. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, one of my favorite radio networks on the planet, owned by Ted Anderson. He's got 550 stations out there. Mary Lou Henner, all kinds of people are on his network, and he is gracious enough to let us be on his network for many, many years. We love him. We wouldn't be in business without him. We'll be back right after this with Haley Hobson. Love her, too.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So this is the Tom Chanel Show. We are back. We've only got about 8 minutes left with Haley Hobson, and this woman is a rock star, and she's smart. And she has dialed in network marketing, and she does a tremendous amount of generic training, and I think you ought to take a look at it. And she believes wholeheartedly that network marketing is nothing more than personal development with a compensation plan tied to it, and she is a devotee, is that the word, of personal development. And I want her to talk a little bit about what she thinks is happening to people's brains, because it's fascinating and you need to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I am an addict, honestly, of education. Before my network marketing days, after law school, which obviously is education in itself, I went and did like 3 different Pilates trainings, which took me years. I went and took like 5 different yoga trainings. I became a certified health coach, a certified life coach, and I just love to continue to expand my mind. I'm super fascinated by the way that our brain works. What we do is we attach stories to incidents that have happened in our past, and we don't even know we're doing it. That's the problem. So let's hypothetically say you're 2 years old, you're crying, you're in your bedroom, your mom doesn't come, and then you cry, you cry, you cry, and you finally fall asleep. You have now attached a story that nobody cares about me. My mom isn't picking me up. She's not coming. My crying, speaking up, talking, asking for things doesn't work. So now you have created a pattern for yourself throughout your life that I just don't need to say anything, because no matter what I say, it doesn't matter to anybody. That shows up everywhere in our life. It shows up in your business. It shows up in your relationship. It shows up even the way that you communicate with your partner. And then your kids inherit those patterns as well. So anyway, I'm super fascinated by this work, and I've done a lot of training around it, and I do a course every year where I teach people that their subconscious thoughts create the vibration or the feelings in their body that then either cause them to act or not, and then get the results or not that they want in their life. So I will be talking about that and launching that. Again, if you go to HaleyHobson.com, you can go onto the About Me page or Work With Me page. You'll see that coming up. It's called Consciously Creating Your Life and Biz. And then I also have a live event that I teach every year in Boulder, Colorado. Tom, you were there last year. We have even up-leveled that event. We're blowing it up. It's an event to teach entrepreneurs in this space really how to get online. And the key to doing that is not just spending a ton of money on Facebook ads. It's not having the best logo. It's learning how, and Tom, you're going to love that I say this, it's learning how to tell stories that sell, right? It's being your authentic self. So I have my own copywriter coming in. I have my own social media manager and content manager coming in. I do have a Facebook ads manager coming in to teach about that. I have a website gal coming in. I've got a sales coach coming in. I've got a lot of really amazing professionals coming in alongside of me. And we're going to teach you through that one-day live event really how to take your business from just telling your, you know, what your cat did on Facebook to attracting people into your life that ultimately want to work for you. And that's how I built my whole business, is being me, being authentic, saying it how it is, not being afraid to fall on my face, not caring if people like me or don't like me, but attracting the right people by telling my story. And that's how I built my business. November 16th in Boulder, November 16th, you can head on over to my website, HaleyHobbs.com/live-event.
Okay. So are you going to only have vegan sandwiches again?
It depends. If you're coming, probably.
That is so unbelievable. So this guy in Boulder, Jerry Kalana, this is an article somebody just sent me in the newspaper on Long Lost Startup Week, because Adrian was mentioned in there. But this guy talks about big business, and he says, here's how you do it. First, you need to learn the skills of network marketing. All of you need to learn the skills. Then you have to do radical self-inquiry and inspection. And then you have to share that with other people. And if you can get that down to where you get like vulnerable, like she just talked about, and you finally get what's between you and other human beings, like no kidding, all of a sudden you're comfortable in every room and you can be that leader you've always wanted to be. But almost all of us have a big story from our past, like she alluded to, that is completely stopping us that we've never dealt with.
Or hundreds of stories. We could have hundreds of stories that are living in our body, in our DNA, that are stopping from us.
You have no idea. How would you like to live just like 5 minutes in my head?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, thank you. But that's the truth, Haley, and you're doing it, and you're teaching it. And, you know, again, you don't have to have a law degree. You have to have a doctorate in love, a doctorate in heart. Fire your brain, hire your heart. Every one of you.
I want to tell you something, though. It's taken me a really long time to get here because I was a person with massive insecurities. I was a person who had an eating disorder. I was a person who hated myself. I was a person who was on anti-anxiety medication and antidepressants and just could not live with myself. And I hated everybody, and I didn't know how to talk to anybody. So trust me when I say that if you do decide to take the journey into you, you can totally change.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, Haley, we love you with all of our heart. We've got to free you up for a super important phone call in 1 minute. So you go get on that phone call right now. We love you, everybody. Haley Hobson, over and out. Your great Huck West. Tell him I love him.
Thanks, Tom. Love you, too.
You, too. Bye-bye. She is a great woman. And we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr has expressed his anger over the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody. John Clements reports.
In a written statement from the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is quoted as saying, "I was appalled to learn Jeffrey Epstein was found dead from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered. In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General, who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death. Now report that the 66-year-old Epstein was not on watch in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Facility."
President Donald Trump said North Korea's Kim Jong-un wants to meet once again to start negotiations after joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises end. He also said Kim apologized for the flurry of recent short-range missile tests that rattled the U.S. allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome back, everybody, for the second half of the show. I hope you loved Haley Hobson. This is Tom Chenault, and now we've got the one and only Angela Brooks. This woman came from nowhere. I'll tell you, all of a sudden, I was seeing her everywhere. I took a cue from her, and I am doing, I swear to people, this happens. They ask me who I want to be like, you know, in my public persona, and I tell people, like Angela Brooks. Because this woman cracked the code. She is in some people's screens, and it's just amazing to me. Angela Brooks, how are you doing, young lady?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Yeah, no, I wanted you, man. I chased you down. I'm a stalker. And the reason I did was because I just can't believe what you pulled off in such a short amount of time, and you're providing such help for everybody paralyzed trying to get out of the starting gate. First of all, who are you? Tell everybody a little bit of your story.
I am a retired nurse. I retired in 2014 so that I could work at home. It was actually, I'd been there 25 and a half years, so it was time for me to retire. But I started working my network marketing company 4 years before I started looking into retirement, because it was either do something else or I was going to end up staying there for another 10 years or 20, whatever, because you get locked into that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I just started working, sharing the product, learning how to be a blogger, because that's how I really got started out on social media. And, of course, Facebook was new. And I started, actually, my son went to the Little League World Series, and that's where I started using Facebook and sharing what was going on in my day. So just fast forward, people started following me on social media. I was engaging back and forth, and my team grew. Like, we were like 15,000 people underneath me. And if you'd have told me that when I signed up, I would have fucked just crazy, because I didn't see that happening. We just simply needed an extra $500 a month because my son was in baseball and we traveled every weekend, and it just kept going. It was like they say, you know, the snowball at the top of the hill starts rolling. So,
yeah, well, that here's what people forget on that whole great story, because people talk about my snowball rolling downhill too. I don't realize the 30 years it took me to roll that son of a gun up the hill.
That's right.
I want to talk about how long it took you to roll that thing up the hill, because it was a shorter span. How long have you been in this great profession?
2010. Actually, I think I was peddling in it when my son was like a year old in 97, 98. I had no idea what network marketing was. Nobody told me that you were supposed to sign people up. I was just selling products out of the trunk of my car, making some cash. And then in 2010, I found somebody that would teach me how to do this thing. And so it took me 4 years and 10 months to hit that 10,000 a month. And I thought literally my family was rich, because I had never been given that kind of a check in my life. So, I mean, that changed things for us a lot, but it is a process. It's not like you just go to sleep and wake up and poof, it's all there. It is there's a lot in the back end of it.
Yeah. And what you're doing is constantly learning and evolving and getting better and better and bigger and bigger. What do you think your strong suit is, Angela? What is it that you've got? You know, Malcolm Gladwell talks about being an expert in something with 10,000 hours of time devoted to it. Where is your expertise that has attributed to your success in network marketing?
Being me.
Ah.
That's number one. I've followed lots and lots of people, and, you know, everybody gets in business and they think they have to put on this other face or become this other person. And that was so uncomfortable for me. It was like, it was yuck. I couldn't do it. So I just bring me to social media. I just, whatever's on my mind, whatever comes out of my mouth goes into my post, and people relate to that. If you meet me in public, if you meet me at an event, this is what you're going to get. I'm just going to bring the real me.
And don't you think you spend a lot of time failing? And if you look at the reason you failed, is because you were trying to be somebody else.
Yes.
When
things started really moving is when I stopped trying to be the business person.
Yeah.
And I just brought Angela to the scene, because I don't have to pretend with her. She's just going to be the same every day. So, you know, I started blogging and everybody started following that story. And when I would make very authentic stories where I told something that happened in my past or tell something that happened in business that didn't go so well, those are the ones that people relate to the most, because this has not been pretty. It has not been a nice, pretty straight line. And it took me a while to meet great people like you.
Well, the cool thing about it, you know, I wanted to be Tom Chatwin, and I know you know him.
Absolutely.
I wanted to have a lot of people. And I was a terrible Eric Worre. I was a terrible Troy Dooley. I was a terrible all those guys.
Yep.
And what I did was I spent a lot of time, Bob Crisp, learning their skills. I mean, I learned their skills, but I also did a ton of personal development. So you got the Tom Chenault underneath it. So I learned the skills, and then I got to who I was. And once I finally didn't have to be those guys like you figured out, everything changed for the better almost overnight, and I was off to the races. Because people know when you're not authentic with them, and they won't, and I don't like the word buy because it's not about sales, they will not engage powerfully with you if they don't feel like you know who you are and where you're going, right?
I totally agree. And, you know, just left an event with Tom Challen. I spoke about LinkedIn and how to build that authentic relationship. It's building that relationship on social media, whether you meet that person or not. When you actually get to go to an event and you walk in a room and you have built that connection online, you can walk into a room of 500 people and never meet a stranger. And that, I think, is we had just a blast this weekend, and people will come up to you and they know about my boys in sports. They know about my nursing background because they have followed that storyline until they feel like they know me.
Yeah. Used to be a radio talk show host, like a real one. I guess I still am. 3 hours a day. And I was on drive time over the 89% of the state of Colorado. And every morning I was on the radio so people could hear me. And the point I make, which is a way too long a story, is the mailman every morning would talk to my wife about what I was doing. And she was going, why does the mailman know so much about Tom? And it was because the guy listened to the radio every day, and he would come home and tell stories that I'd never told my wife about my day in my life. I was trying to kill 3 hours. But the more authentic and the more true you are to people, and the less you care about what they think about you because they aren't, it is the secret sauce, I agree. But I want to talk about LinkedIn for a second because I can't figure that thing out to save my life, and you understand it absolutely inside and out. So tell me a story about that. How do you figure that thing out?
Back in March, I've had an account probably since 2009, and I'm just like you. I was just like, I don't get this thing. It's not fun. It's spammy. It's gross. Yes. And in March, I went to an event where I spoke at, and a gentleman also spoke about LinkedIn at that event. Completely changed the way I looked at it. So I decided, took what I learned from him, and I just dove in and studied LinkedIn ever since March of this year and just applied everything. And I found the pulse of LinkedIn because before I didn't know that you could actually use it as a blog post, and I didn't know how to use the hashtags. I didn't know that, and I'm not running any ads whatsoever. I am adding anywhere from 4 to 10 people daily to my email list from LinkedIn. My inbox is usually so full that I can only do a search. You can do different searches for different hashtags, different industries, different type people. And right now I am using the tags of nurses in network marketing. So that gives me about 41,000 people to talk to. So that's going to take me a minute or two to get done. But those people, I know how to speak their language. So when I get into the message box and they say, hey, I've been a nurse for 9 years, 10 years, whatever, we're having conversation just like we were standing in the nurse's station, using the same lingo that they're used to. And so it's very easy for me to transition that to, hey, I don't know if you're open to a side project or not, but would you like to see what helps me retire from nursing? And they're like, absolutely. And I always let them know, you know, this is something you do part-time on a side. You never have to give up your job. And most people think that when you come into this business, the first thing you have to do is fire your boss. Well, if you like your boss, you can keep him. But there's a lot of people that are looking, or there's tons of nurses who are working two jobs. Or
underpaid. Nurses are underpaid. Teachers yes. underpaid. They yes. don't want to quit their job. They yes. just don't want to starve serving the world, right?
That's right. And, you know, they're all working overtime. They're extra hours, and they're killing themselves, and they're not spending time with their family. So
that bashing corporate America is so old school. Don't do it. They're doing yeah. it. They love their job, or they have to make the money in order to feed their family. And respect
Absolutely.
That. And don't bash what they do, because they're trying, just like you, as hard as they can, to have a great life for themselves and their family. So please, yep. you guys, that's just a terrible idea. So I love you for saying that. You said something else that's important that I want to get to. I've got time. Email. You use email a lot. Nobody uses email.
It's not dead.
Tell me a story.
I use email every single week. Like, I send out, not every day, but I send probably at least 3 to 4 times a week. I get, like I send an email before this show, I send an email to a little over 5,000 people to tell them that I was going to be hanging out with Tom. But a lot of people think that they're not reading their email, and I have to beg to differ because I've got like a 25% open rate, so somebody's reading something.
What do you use for that? Do you use Superhuman, or what is it you use for email?
AWeber.
AWeber?
Because it's super easy, and, you know, when I tell people to get them an email list, because that is your business. If Facebook shut me down tomorrow or LinkedIn shut me down tomorrow and I've got those people moved over to my email list, that is my business. So, yes, it would be terrible and it would be hard to start over from scratch, but it's a whole lot easier when you've got people already to talk to than if you had zero.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even tee this up, and this is the best news I've ever heard, what she just said. Facebook is not forever. How's your MySpace account work? Even LinkedIn, whether you're in Salesforce, you know, if you're working for a company and they, you know, you built this huge database and then you get fired or you leave, they take your database. Your database has got to be yours. It's the most important thing, you guys. And I know, believe it or not, I think the yellow stickies and the business card in your desk and Microsoft Excel, if you've got all your stuff stored there, it's a hell of a lot safer than it is on all the social media because they can kick you off, block you, hack you, horrible. So whatever you do, listen to what she just said. We're coming back right after this with Angela Brooks. I love her.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And we're back. It's the Tom Chenault Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on, keeping us alive, keeping us alive, keeping us kicking. We've got Angela Brooks on here. We had Haley Hobson. I have a feeling somebody's going to tell me who's on next week with a little bit of luck. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. We have had a heck of a time with Angela Brooks because the woman is a machine. And look how calm she looks. Look how beautiful she looks. And look what she's accomplished in network marketing. How big's your organization now?
We've got 15,000 people.
15 grand. Mm-hmm. And how hard do you work your business?
I usually work 3-4 hours a day, maybe.
Okay, good. And do you think that you're duplicatable?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't you think that's the most important part?
Well, it doesn't grow if you can't duplicate. So you've got to be able to do whatever it is you're doing. You have to be able to show somebody how to do it. And starting conversations, building relationships, that's pretty easy human stuff.
So I knew who was going to be on the show next week, but I was just trying to get Marianne to pop on and tell us because it's such a big show. So you guys want to be teeing that up next week too, because not only do we have Ray Higdon, but we've got Brian Carruthers. So not only do we have Haley Hobson and Angela Brooks this week, we've got those guys next week. It's going to be as epic as this show was, and I want you to make sure that you're just making, you're developing a muscle of joining our radio show email list, which came to you from a tip from Angela Brooks because people still read email. And I just had Marianne pop up our email open rate. Yours is 25% and ours is like 0.25. What's that all about?
Don't believe that. I do, and that's something else you do is you scrub your list because there's people that'll join that never open. So I do scrub those off so that I have good people that are actually opening and reading and want to hear from me. So that's a relationship building, as you know, that when that pops into their email, they know I have a message and it's not going to bore them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the most important thing about an email list and an email is make darn sure that you've got content that's compelling that make people go, oh, no, not another email. They want to open it because there's something in there, right?
That's right. And I speak my language. I use my crazy terminologies because I have some crazy language sometimes. And I just write that in there. My English teacher would roll over in her grave. But you know what? It works for me.
Are you a cusser?
Sometimes.
Okay, God, I'm a cusser.
That's why we're friends.
It's a lazy man. I'm told it's a lazy man's way to communicate, cussing. And I go, I agree 100%. So that's the truth. It is. And I cuss. I don't even know why I cuss. It's one of those things. I think when I quit drinking and I quit gluten and I quit sugar and I quit something else, grains, I decided that I had to have one vice left, so I started cussing.
That's and right. You got to have something.
I've got these grandkids. It's just absurd that I'm saying all those horrible words in front of them.
Well, the funny thing is when you use not hot language is what I like to call it, hot language on social media, not all the time, but once in a while, it drives engagement that is just insane. So I have a really cool following of people.
Yes, you do, man. Well, you're just a hot nurse. That's all there is to it. How many times are you always looking for a hot nurse, hot language nurse? The contact mapping email, would you put that up, Pamela? Contact mapping email is not written by me, and it's not written by even Rick Manelius or Adrian. It's written by some woman on the East Coast named Mackenzie or something. I don't know. That's really bad that she works for Adrian and those guys. I can't remember her name. But you guys cannot believe the email that comes out of contact mapping. It is going to blow your mind. So if you aren't on that list, you want to subscribe to that thing because it's going to get deep with you. And I sound like a barking chihuahua about contactmapping.com, but it really is my legacy. And I'm really getting kind of old, so I really do have to get the word out before I hit the happy hunting ground. So I'm working pretty hard on that. So please forgive me for that if you think you're hearing about it too much. Let's get back to Angela. How do people find you, Angela?
I go to AngelaBrook, without the S, .com.
Where the why?
There's an attorney in Chicago that has my S.
No.
and she won't sell the URL.
That is pretty funny because, you know, everybody would put in Angela Brooks. But when the way that you just spoke that was so cool because it hit my brain like, holy mackerel, I got to pull the S out there because that attorney, because attorneys do that, stole her S.
She stole my S.
He was an S. That's unbelievable. So that's really cool. And that's another thing that you have to do is, you know, it's wonderful that you're all of it in a bag of chips with your company and their website and all the jazz. But just like Facebook and just like all this other stuff, guess what? It's not going to be there forever, and you are. So please brand your own name and brand your own self instead of being your company, because you aren't your company. You are your best you, and you have to remember that, and you have to promote that. Right, Angela?
Absolutely, because I'm not aware that I have anything about my company on my blog, but there's ways that you can get connected to that. When you get on my email list, I'm going to talk about it there.
Yeah, and that way you don't look like you're throwing up on people either. You know, you're finding out what people want to buy. You know, she's in those groups that nurses in network marketing. I got to think of what I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in LinkedIn and put all the groups. You know, I'm going to put recovering alcoholics in network
marketing.
I can do all that, right?
Yes, that's who you could serve tremendously. You got a heck of a story behind you, a success story,
and somebody doctorate and drunk, so to speak. All right.
Somebody's got to do it.
We got to go. So you're going to AngelaBrook.com.
Yes.
And I think if you want to be successful in network marketing, you got to be some form of the word Brook. Brook? Brooks? Brook? I mean, it's unbelievable. They're all successful. How did they do that? Next week, Higdon and Carruthers. We'll see you all. Thanks for coming on the show. I love you all with all my heart. See you later.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summits to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.